Padilla, we also need to ask more of the voters on inflation. By Ian Hanchett on July 26, 2022. On Tuesday's broadcast of CNN's The Lead, Senator Alex Padilla, DCA, stated that Democrats will push the Biden administration on inflation and Congress needs to do what it can. But we also need to ask more of the voters. And that they vote for Democrats in November so they can lower prices. Padilla said, "Well, we're going to keep pressing the White House to do what they can. And we need to focus in Congress to do what we can. That's why I think we're on the verge of finally allowing Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices. To bring down those health care costs for working families across the country. Good news you covered a few minutes ago, gas prices seem to be on the way down. But let's revisit child care costs and other significant costs that working families are having to deal with. We're debating inflation, the impacts. All I know is paychecks aren't going as far as they used to. And I say that not just as a senator, I say that as a father and a husband." Host Jake Tapper then asked, "So, speaking of things, the dollar not being the inability of individuals to stretch their dollars. The Fed is going to meet tomorrow and will likely raise interest rates again. We learned today that overall home prices are up nearly 20% nationwide from just 1 year ago. You know this because housing prices in California are already among the nation's highest. So, your constituents need bold action on all of these issues. Inflation, housing prices, etc. At what point do Democratic office holders start publicly demanding more from President Biden and his administration?" Padilla responded, "Look, we were always going to be pressing the administration. We also need to ask more of the voters. Let's keep this in mind when we go vote in November. We know Democrats have a plan to bring down prescription drug prices. We know that we can do a whole lot with, by taxing the most wealthy and multinational corporations and reinvesting in our own economy, in our own workforce, including manufacturing. We're on the verge of passing that semiconductor competition bill here in Congress. But we have plans on reducing child care, plans on reducing the cost of housing. And if Republicans aren't going to play ball with us and do what's right for working families, then let's keep that in mind when we go vote in November." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.